We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, talking today here with John Ford, Riley County Commission Chair. And I want to note a couple of things here. Let's talk about this first here, and just maybe get a quick update on the First Christian Church property. If where does that stand at this point here?
It's still standing. you know, I think all three of us commissioners have maybe a different vision for what that should or shouldn't be at this point in time. And we're just kind of trying to work through some of those variables. Whatever it is that we were going to do for whatever purpose we were going to do with that, it wasn't going to be anything that was going to happen soon. So it's not, you know, an immediate rush necessarily. Trying to look at some options, trying to see some definitive legal aspects of it and what we may or may not be able to do with that along the way there too. And you know, the reality is, and this is probably from my perspective, I know there's 115 years worth of history attached to the building. The original building, you know, if it was as large as the rest of the building, maybe you could do something with that at this particular point in time. But you have three different decades, three different styles of architecture attached into one structure, and it's just, it's not applicable. We may or may not decide to put it on the market for a while just to see if maybe somebody else has an idea for it. The reality is somewhere down the road, I'm trying to plan for the next 115 years. And not to say that I'm going to be alive for that, hopefully, but I'm trying to put the foundation in place, much like with the EMS facility in place for something that's going to be there for a very long, long time and serve a purpose for all of Riley County once again. And, you know, we need space to be able to accomplish that. The three buildings that we have currently just, you know, leaves us with not a lot. You're spending millions and millions of dollars to update that and still not get the usable space that you're going to need long term. And maybe we need to kind of look at that from a different perspective in terms of what technology and some of those other factors may incorporate into that. But the reality is, even with what we have, isn't going to be enough. So if it doesn't work out downtown, I guess the next logical option is, where do we go after that? That's not something that we want to do, but it's something that may be a reality at some point in time, whether we like that or not. So it's still a discussion. We're still talking it through. I guess to sum it up, there'll be more to come.
Okay. Well, we'll stay tuned for that. We have a special law board meeting coming up here on Thursday, and I think the regular meeting then is on Monday. But this special meeting, there is some discussion here. We may find out some information here on where the director, that conversation is going to go here. I know you can't divulge too much because, frankly, you probably don't know a lot yet, just quite yet. But I'm curious, we did find out that Director Butler is retiring, and I wanted to just kind of get your thoughts on his service here to our community.
It's been a really good 3 years from my perspective with him. He came on the same time I did, so I guess from my perspective, it's hard to make a comparison to working with one of the former directors at this particular point in time. But I think he brought something to RCPD that was maybe different than we had in the past, and it was maybe an outside vision that just wasn't in place before. I think he took maybe a little bit more of an administrative and transparent look at some things. And I think with everything that's happened over the last year, year and a half, I think that he was the best person to have in that particular place. I've met with him on my time in the law board this year at least a half a dozen times personally to talk about some things. So that door has always been open. Sad to see him go. Disappointed. I've had the opportunities since he announced his retirement to chat with him briefly about that. Would like to see him stay, but I can get some of those reasons and complications. And you know, 40 years in the same field for anybody is a very, very long time. And you are at that age where you still sometimes have your health and have some of those things to be able to travel and to do some things that you didn't get to do within that 40-year period. I wouldn't know, of course, because I'm a long ways away from that. But nonetheless, when the time comes, you know when the time comes and you know when it's time to go. And it wasn't a complete shock there. He said he was going to give us 3 years, and 3 years is what he gave us. And we'll work through that process as we have in the past and find the right person. I don't know what everybody else on the law board feels like, but I don't know if we have the right internal candidate at this particular point in time. That's a discussion to probably still be had through the process. I'm not so for sure, because I've not been through this particular process, if that February deadline's going to work for this or not. Let's hope, particularly if you're going to have to look outside. But we'll work through that, and we'll find the next Director Butler, and I think we'll be fine moving forward.
All right. Well, I think I echo that. I mean, Director Butler's been one of the most transparent folks that we've had to work with. I know from a reporter's perspective, he's so genuine.
Yeah.
He really is. What you see is what you get.
Yep. And I've talked to the other commissioners. He's gone to the other smaller city meetings. I see him over at Ogden all the time. We joke sometimes when we don't see each other there. So I'll miss that. But I think that was something that hadn't really been done in the past. And everybody's got a different vision for how those things should or shouldn't be. I'm not saying one's right or one's wrong. But, I think at a time when some things shifted, law enforcement in general hasn't had a great reputation overall over the last year and year and a half. But I think I could say with really good confidence that those issues that you've seen and read about and seen on the TV didn't happen here. And, that reputation is held up by those that lead, and he certainly led very, very well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, another position you'll have to fill at some point is the Executive Director of the Riley County Historical Museum, and that was some sad news we got last month, finding out that Cheryl Collins passed away, but I imagine that conversation will happen at some point.
Yeah, boy, what a shock. Just genuine, one of a kind Cheryl was. It wasn't just the knowledge of history. I mean, I think she knew some things about local history that even Google doesn't know. That's, you don't replace that. She was there for 40 years herself, and that's a hard thing to replace. But I think the most interesting aspect of Cheryl is not what she knew, it's how she projected it. She did it with such delight, such energy, such enthusiasm. I mean, you think of history and history type people, you always think of people that are, kind of stick in the mud or something like that. That was not Cheryl. She did that with such love and compassion that only really she could possibly do. It'll be a tough position to fill. Those positions are unique just in their entirety. I do will say this. I do think, fortunately for us, we have a pretty good internal candidate that'll be qualified that can step in. Whether the person completely wants that or not, that's still a discussion that needs to be had. I think we're going to need to sit down and discuss and evaluate the position itself and make sure that all the descriptions, all the requirements, all the responsibilities are up to date, because it hasn't been in 40 years.
Yeah.
Obviously, those things have changed. And then we can see if we can just do that internally, if everybody's on board, or how to approach it after that. And I think that's something that'll be on the radar here pretty quickly.
All right. Yeah. Well, hopefully there's a way. I don't know if this has been discussed or not, but maybe there's a way to honor Cheryl at some point.
We have, and we are going to work on doing something in one of our meetings during a press conference, allow some staff and some other people to talk. We do have a plaque that's, I think, already over there. I don't know if it's up yet. That's in remembrance of her that staff will put up there. So we've tried to be kind of quick and diligent with that, but some of those processes sometimes aren't easy, and staff there took it very, very hard, and as you could expect, mm-hmm. particularly during the pandemic when you're kind of just that close-knit group, and it just happens so quick and so suddenly, it's to be expected. And it just shows you how everybody, not just there, but in Riley County in general, just really do work together, and when those things happen, it hurts. It hurts very badly.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we all lost a friend when Cheryl passed away. And,
absolutely.
And this past weekend, I went and actually visited her grave out there in the cemetery and paid my respects, because I didn't get a chance to go to the funeral. But what a loss, and she's certainly missed.
Absolutely. You couldn't have said that any better.
All right. Well, John, I appreciate you being here this morning, and it's always fun to talk to you. I guess we'll talk to you in the new year.
Yeah, it'll be 2022. It'll come quicker than we think, won't it?
That's right. Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. Go Cats.
All right, yeah. What's your prediction for this weekend? Do you have a prediction?
Yeah, actually I do. I'm going to go 32-28 Cats. We tend to do pretty well against Iowa State at home, and this next edition of Farmageddon, I like it. I like our chances.
All right, put that down in the book, Dave. 32-28.
I'm scrambling to find a pen.
Well, that's going to wrap up our show today. Tomorrow we'll be joined by guests from Pottawatomie County Schools, Wamego, and Rock Creek. and Jim Jeanette from Manhattan Area Technical College.
As we move up on 10 a.m., we're going to be bringing you the Ken Coleman Show on the other side of CBS News, followed by Dave Ramsey, Dan Patrick, and The Game this afternoon. Plenty of lively discussion coming your way on K-Man. Have a great day. Keep tuned for severe weather information.